Satan's new model lie. That some specification of the law spoken by God's own voice has been set aside is the claim which Satan now puts forward. He need not assail the whole law. If he can lead men to disregard one precept, his purpose is gained. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. By consenting to break one precept, men are brought under Satan's power. Prophecy declares of the great apostate power, the representative of Satan, he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand. Men will set up laws to counterwork the laws of God, and in their zeal to enforce these laws they will oppress their fellow men. The warfare against God's law will continue until the end of time. All will be called to choose between the law of God and the laws of men. There will be but two classes. Every character will be fully developed. All will show whether they have chosen the side of loyalty or that of rebellion. Then the end will come. God will vindicate his law and deliver his people. Satan and all who join him in rebellion will be cut off. Sin and sinners will perish, root and branch. See. This is not an arbitrary act on the part of God. The rejecters of his mercy reap that which they have sown. God is the fountain of life, and when one chooses sin, he cuts himself off from life. Christ says, "All they that hate me love death." God gives them existence for a time that they may develop their character and reveal their principles. This accomplished, they receive the results of their own choice. Satan and all who unite with him place themselves so out of harmony with God that the very presence of him who is love will destroy them. At the beginning of the great controversy, the angels did not understand this. Had Satan and his host then perished, a doubt of God's goodness would have remained in their minds as evil seed to produce its deadly fruit of sin. But not so when the great controversy shall be ended. Then, the plan of redemption having been completed, the character of God is revealed to all created intelligences. The precepts of his law are seen to be perfect and immutable. Sin has made manifest its nature, Satan his character. The extermination of sin will vindicate God's love and establish his honor before the universe. Well, then, might the angels rejoice as they looked on the Savior's cross, for though they did not then understand all, they knew that the destruction of Satan was made certain, the redemption of man was assured, and the universe was made eternally secure. To all these results of his sacrifice, Christ himself looked forward when on the cross he cried out, "It is finished."